Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Rissenburg 30, Johannesburg en Emalahleni 27, Polokwane 26 grade.
Few delays. Alberton I-15 line north got queuing traffic towards Michelle Avenue and Tembisa. It is the, Lanseria. N14 west, we've still got the delays as you approach the Malibongwe Drive exit.
Die voormalige burgemeester van Johannesburg, Kabelo Kwamanda, sê die staat het 21 maande gehad om bewyse van bedrog teen hom in te samel. Die Pretoria Landdroshof het vandag aanklagte teen Kwamanda en sy medebeskuldigde voorlopig teruggetrek. Hulle word daarvan beskuldig dat hulle na bewering Soweto inwoners bedrieg het in 'n beweerde begrafnispolis schema wat tussen 2011 en 2012 bedryf is.
I think to a large extent I have mixed emotions. Firstly, I'm very angry because I have been saying I did run a business at some point. The business failed. And when the business failed, everyone that was involved was consulted.
Die polisie in Limpopo het 'n 18-jarige onwettige mynwerker in hegtenis geneem in verband met onwettige mynbou in die Modupe myn in Palaborwa.
The suspect is facing illegal processing of unwrought precious minerals, gold bearing and contravention of the Immigration Act. Item seized, one spade, 2,5 kilogram of unwrought precious minerals and small black headlamp.
Dit aan die polisie se Steven Takeng ambtenaar het oor die afgelope paar weke onwettige mynbou in die gebied toegeslaan. Die minister van gesondheid, Aaron Motsoaledi, stel vandag 'n nuwe MEV-behandelingsveldtog by die Chrisani Baragwanath Akademiese Hospitaal se gemeenskapsaal in Soweto bekend. Die veldtog se doel is om nog 1,1 miljoen mense wat met MEV lewe maar nie behandel word nie teen die einde Desember medicine at
the
plants.
The system we are going to use has been defined by UNA called 95-95-95. That 95% of the people must know their status. And those who are positive, 95% of them must be on treatment. And those who are on treatment, 95% of them must be virally suppressed, meaning they must not have a capacity to transmit the virus to the next person.
Suid-Afrika het dan 7,8 miljoen mense wat met HIV en vigs lewe. En ten slotte, killing me softly with this song, killing me softly with this song. Hulde Blyke stroom steeds in vir die sanger en liedjie skrywer Roberta Flack. Sy is gister oorlede. Flack was 88 jaar oud. Sy het in haar loopbaan 5 Grammys gewen. Ek is Chanel September terug met meer nuus in Engels om 3 uur.
Hey, do you know that I can tell when people are being judgmental just by looking at them?
Alex.
Okay, one more then. If you lend somebody money and you never see them again, it was worth every cent. Bye-bye.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.